This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Polls close in Ecuador's presidential and legislative election on Sunday after a campaign darkened by bloodshed amid voter hopes the winner will bring the country out of a spiral of violence and economic troubles. We'll hear more from Reuters' Trevor Carroll.
Security has taken center stage since the August 9th murder of Villavicencio, a former investigative journalist and lawmaker who was gunned down while leaving a campaign event. Other candidates reported attacks against them during the campaign, though in some cases, police have said the violence was not directed at the hopefuls themselves. Authorities have said 100,000 police and military personnel will be on hand to guard polling places.
That's Trevor Carroll of Reuters News. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday to assess the impact of wildfires that reduced parts of the Hawaiian archipelago to smoldering ash. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Members of the U.S. Army and National Guard joined search and rescue teams, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, says relief efforts have so far been a success. Presidents Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Lahaina Monday. For area residents struggling to get basic needs met, Biden brings a sense of hope that relief will quickly go where it's most needed. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center is warning that Tropical Storm Hillary could cause catastrophic and life-threatening flooding across Mexico's Baja California Peninsula and into the southwestern United States through Monday. Tropical storms are common annual occurrences on the eastern and southern shores of the U.S., but rare in western states. The last one to strike California was in 1997. This is VOA News. Droves of pro-coup demonstrators flooded Niger's capital on Sunday, calling for foreign powers to engage in diplomacy with their military rulers. The morning after, junta leader Abdurrahman Chani called for a three-year timeline to reinstate constitutional rule. This protester, speaking to Reuters News, says that dialogue is the first thing they should have done. For example, ECOWAS were to have engaged in dialogue with the people of Niger. The authorities could have sorted things out, but you can't impose anything on them. Delegation from West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, on Saturday met Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, and also held talks with Chani. The coup leader's acceptance of the mission could signal a new willingness to negotiate after the bloc on Friday doubled down on its threat to use force as a measure of last resort to restore democracy. It said an undisclosed D-Day had been agreed upon for possible military intervention. The Netherlands and Denmark have announced that they will give F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Mimi Montgomery from the Associated Press.
At a news conference in Denmark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says training of Ukrainian pilots of F-16 fighter jets is already underway. His remarks come as he visits the Netherlands and Denmark to finalize warplane delivery deals. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she hopes the first Danish planes will arrive around the new year. The deals, which should bolster Ukraine's air force in its battle against Russia, are happening after a long-awaited approval by the U.S., allowing the two countries to give Ukraine the American-made jets. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Local officials in central Mali say gunmen killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens of others after an attack in a village on Friday. The Friday attack comes on the same day that a rocket struck the western city of Timbuktu, where for the past 2 weeks, armed groups linked to the Al-Qaeda militant group have imposed a blockade to protest the arrival of Malian and foreign troops in the area. Russia's Roscosmos Space Agency says that the Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon after it spun into an uncontrolled orbit, bringing a premature end to the country's first lunar mission since 1976. The pilotless spacecraft was aiming to be the first ever to land on the south pole of the moon, an area where scientists believe there could be important reserves of frozen water and precious elements. The craft was expected to land on Monday. The Luna 25 was in a race with the Indian spacecraft to first reach the southern pole of the moon. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.